policy decisions or site-specific decisions that were made during the time you were there that influenced, in a way, how the convention was interpreted or had an impact on the subsequent operation of the convention? Do you remember any of those?
Yeah, I can remember when France decided it was going to nominate something like 8 or 10 cathedrals in one thing. And we said, whoa, hang on. Let's work out, both in ICOMOS and the reviewers and the World Heritage Committee said, let's try and work out whether, because, well, for instance, it was the medieval churches issue. And it came up that Germany, France, and maybe the UK were all putting forward nominations. And those of us had a background in art history or architectural history like I did, so said, but these are all part of what was a movement trans-border, and they had nothing to do with contemporary borders. So why don't we look at this type of structure as it appears in Europe, because it was a moment in Europe with the architecture and liturgy were changing and all those things were happening, and why don't we try and pick the best? Oh no, said France and Germany and the UK. We're putting forward these. We wanted a more, I suppose, rational process that tried to get a group of something of some sort to assess the key moments in history that were identified by some and then select a small number. So there was a push to do that, but it just got overwhelmed by the state's parties just said, oh no, you either accept these or you don't accept them. You can't pick and choose. And we said, well, isn't that the point of the World Heritage Committee? It's supposed to pick and choose. And this was an argument with a non-technical committee that was very hard to carry, because, I mean, the diplomats who were large from, I don't know, you'd know but much better than I would whether my perception was right or not, that they were largely, very few people looked at it as cultural movements that we were trying to put on the thing. They looked at it as, you know, France has put up this, it's a good country, they've supplied arms and weapons to my country, so therefore we'll support whatever they put up. There was all of that stuff happening.